Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
When you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. It's time for Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. ChatGPT last week. You almost had the winners.
Second place.
That's the AI. Best you've done this year.
Not the best.
Yeah, it is.
At least, tied.
That was the best you've done this year. And it was this, you were up for about an hour.
I know.
On the final day, and a lot of guys left.
Our boy Davis Riley stepped up to the plate.
God damn it, dude.
Finally got his first win in a team event, so
it doesn't count. No. I'm not giving him that. That's a bubble ring for me.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure he gets exemption for the tour for the next couple of years, but
yeah.
I mean, congrats, I guess.
I guess. But as far as you're concerned, are you still betting on ChatGPT this week? And are you making fight picks on ChatGPT? Because
the fights are.
Fights are 2-0.
Yeah, fights are 2-0 on using that software. It won't make golf picks.
Okay.
I haven't figured that out yet, so I've been using kind of statistical models.
All right.
And then mashing them all together. So it is an AI pick. It's a computer pick.
Okay.
It's a computer-generated pick.
Yeah.
So we're still going with Dan versus the machine.
I like it.
Yeah, I made three picks this week. I had the model make three picks, so I'm going to head-to-head against it,
mm-hmm.
along with you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a machine guy, obviously. I don't even think I have.
You're an eye test guy, yeah.
Yeah. It's all about the eye for me. The problem I have this week is Jon Rahm is playing against one of the weakest fields of the year.
Like he did last year. He won the Mexico Open last year. I think he was one of the only top 40 guys in the tournament last year.
So I wanted to ask you about this because I think he's doing it because he speaks Spanish.
That is not why.
And hang on. Hear me out on this. He speaks Spanish. He won the Masters. And I think he's trying to turn himself into a global superstar.
Maybe.
I think this is smart, actually. I really do. I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not being facetious about this. I think this is smart. And the reason why I say this is his stance on playing the tournament right after winning the Masters, where he said, look, man, I know people are going to want to see the Masters winner at this tournament. I'm going to fucking play.
Or perhaps the cartel that is running the sponsorships for this tournament maybe slide him some money. I don't know.
It's hard not to see him winning this fucking event, though, right?
Yeah, he's like, you might as well bet on him Sunday.
Because it's 2.5 to 1. This is the lowest odds we've ever seen in the history of this show.
Yeah.
I mean, 2.5 to 1 on a golf pick is impossible.
It's not good.
It would have been Tiger Woods probably 15 years ago.
My advice, take John on Sunday.
Yeah, there's no reason.
Because he'll have like virtually the same odds.
Yeah, there's simply no reason to do this now. You've got to take some long shots here because you can always catch up to Rahm on Sunday. And
that's all I did.
Even odds, yeah.
We're going Bombers Paradise. We're going big hitters only.
Okay.
We're going with my boy Will Gordon.
There you go.
65-1. We're going Lanto Griffin, 85-1. And we're going Cam Champ, 110-1. And then I had the AI make three picks.
Okay.
Gary Woodland is spit out, 25-1. Ben On, 32-1, and Robbie Shelton, 62-1.
That's funny. I actually pick Gary Woodland. He's one of my three.
You and the AI.
I know, but I obviously don't use it. I don't even barely understand any technology whatsoever.
And then, of course, what you're here for, the UFC Fight Night pick.
Yeah, who's that?
Which is now 2-0. We got Song Yadong beating Ricky Simone, -115.
All right, Giorgio, what do you think of AI's pick in this UFC fight?
It's a pick'em.
It is a pick'em, literally.
Well, who would you pick?
It's literally -115 pick'em.
It's a pick'em, but who would you pick personally?
I would pick one of them.
Against the AI or with it?
Undecided.
Yeah.
Well, if the AI didn't spit out Song Yadong, I would have went with Ricky Simone, but you know, I'm going to ride a hot hand. I'm going to ride
the robot
a good bit.
Yeah, you're riding
the
robot.
I'm going to go with the robot for the fight night. I'm not going to pick. I'm going to not make UFC or golf picks with AI.
Okay.
I want to beat the machine.
You want to try to beat the machine there. All right. I actually had Gary Woodland, oddly enough, which is hilarious. So I've got Gary Woodland at 25-1. I've also got Bo Hostler at 45-1, who's been playing pretty decent. And there's another guy here that I picked a few weeks ago. Kind of shows up, kind of doesn't sometimes. Alex Smalley at 50-1.
He's won here before.
And that's granted, my three
picks.
Granted,
it wasn't a PGA Tour event, but...
No, sure wasn't. But he has won on
this
course.
He has won on this course, yeah.
And he has been to this country. Because I don't know if the rest of these guys have even been to Mexico. And that's the danger of this
weekend.
It's
a nice little vacation spot, you know?
Well, is it?
It is.
Eight bodies just showed up at a Cancun resort yesterday.
They're going to leave these people alone. They're golfers.
No, these guys are fine. I think when it's high-profile people like this, you're good. But you can't just be some geek off the street, so they're going to fucking murk you, put you in a trunk somewhere, and then drop you off at a lovely resort.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
You think so?
The cartel's not going to sniff around.
All right.
They know their place.
We'll find out here. Why is this tournament, do you think, is important to homeboy here, John Rahm? That's my only guess, by the way.
It's a national open. Got to collect them all.
What
it's like
that
a Pokemon
mean?
Badge, you know?
I guess.
Get the Canadian Open, the Mexico Open, the U.S. Open. You can go to Ireland.
He's played so many tournaments this year. Any worry about him getting fatigued towards the end of it?
He's obsessed with golf. He said it when he was in the booth the other day.
Oh, did he?
He finished his round, went to the booth for 45 minutes, said, I just can't quit. He's like, I should take the week off, which he did last week, but he's like, I'll probably be chipping and putting and do something. He just loves the game of golf.
No shit. Man. How old is he?
Fuck. Rahm's mid to late 20s.
Yeah, I would say about 27, 28. It's hard because he looks like he's 38. So it's one of those weird ones to gauge where you're like, hey, you've always probably looked like a 38-year-old man.
I don't think he's 30 yet. Justin Thomas just turned 30.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I was to guess, Rahm's probably like, quick Google search on your computer would bring it up, but I think he's like 27, 28.
Rahm, I'm going to go with 28. That's what I'm going to go. John Rahm age.
He might be younger, actually.
Find out. 28? Nailed
28,
it.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. I'm an amazing human being. I'm going to go first round leaders, too. So on this one, this week, it's 9.5-1 for John Rahm to be leading after the first round. So I'm going to put money on that.
That's a good bet.
I think that's great odds.
Because he is the leader in PGA Tour first round leading scoring. So
yeah. So that one makes a lot of sense to me. I
can Wyndham get some Clark's good value there. Too.
Yeah, he's up there. He's actually the third favorite in this tournament. Why is Tony Finau? Why is he the second favorite in this tournament?
Because he's the second best player in the tournament.
You think so?
Yes.
All right.
Fucking yes.
He hasn't done shit this year.
He won like three times last year.
But this year, he's been invisible, dude.
Yeah, but this is a tournament he could pick off. The field sucks. Like, he won every tournament he won last year was just like a garbage ass tournament like this.
Okay. You think he was pissed off when he showed up and looked at the thing and was like, God damn it, John Rahm's playing?
Probably. He's like, I could smoke the rest of this field, but John's here. I got faith in my boy Flash Gordon getting his first dub. He's got too much talent.
He's good, man. I mean, look, that's my Cam Young though, and Cam Young just can't fucking pull it off. So I have a problem pulling the trigger on that guy.
With the air in Mexico, the altitude.
Yeah,
dudes are gonna be able to mash.
Oh yeah.
So that's why I just went big hitters only. I went Will Gordon. Went Lonto Griffin, who can hammer the ball, and of course Cam Champ.
Okay.
So,
and then one more time, who's the AI here for you? Gary Woodland, which is my pick.
Gary Woodland, been on. So it's an Asian name, so of course you'll have to just figure it out who it is, how to say
it. Good luck with that. Good luck.
It's like Boyang An, and then Robbie Shelton.
Just go by Tommy or whatever the fuck your American name you want to. You know, whatever your Uber name is going to be, just pick that. And once again, I'm going with Gary Woodland at 25-1. Bo Hostler at 45-1. And then Alex Smalley at 50-1.
And then Song Yadong to beat Ricky Simone, according to the AI. Make a pick, Giorgio. Don't be a coward.
Yeah, don't be a coward, dude.
Ricky Simone.
There you go.
See?
He's going against the machine.
I would have leaned with Ricky Simone as well, but we're going with
the
machine.
Giorgio against the machine today. Okay. I like it. And then first round leader, John Rahm is at 9.5-1. I'm also going to take that. Long weekend of gambling, kids. NFL draft is tomorrow night. Make sure to tune into mybookie.com all night, because these odds are going to change rapidly. There's going to be a ton of live lines.
Bet on baseball.
Bet on baseball. You're having fun betting on baseball every day?
Every day. I don't know anything about baseball, but I'm just letting it rip.
Have you won anything?
Yeah, I have. I've been hitting on like 4 or 5 team parlays.
Okay.
Just favorites.
Yeah.
Just if I see a team sucks, I just fade them. Although I'm currently on the Royals right now against the Diamondbacks.
And how is that doing?
I don't know. It's 0-0.
Okay.
Yeah. But they were like 2.5 to 1.
The Rays have the best record in Major League Baseball, so they've been fun to bet on this year.
In the Braves, and you know, there's some teams that you can just kind of hammer.
Yeah, but yeah, the Braves and the Rays, forget it. They're winning. Feels like
Texans are fucking me right now, though. They blew like a 6-run lead to the Reds yesterday. That was sick. They tied it in the ninth today, and then their bullpen blew it.
Wow, that's gonna happen, dude. That's
the Reds
baseball.
Blow though. The Reds are so bad. Goddamn Texas Rangers.
But that's baseball. Go to mybookie.com. Use promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And then tune in live tomorrow night for the first round of the NFL draft. We will be getting wasted tomorrow night. Oh, let me ask you that. Who do you got the Eagles taking with their first pick tomorrow night?
I don't know, man.
At 10?
We don't really need anything.
Sure do.
Running backs,
and the one of the greatest running backs is out.
Sure,
there.
Take him. I guess that's like an asset. That's like a skill player that would dominate, and I guess
immediately day one. Yeah, that would dominate.
And he, in an interview, he said, "Well, who's a quarterback you want to play for?" He said, "Jalen Hurts." So,
if that happens,
maybe we tipped our hand.
If that happens, you guys win the NFC pretty easily, unless we'll see. San Francisco decides to get a quarterback.
Maybe Lamar. That's what they're saying.
Who?
The Niners.
No way.
Yeah, there's reports.
For tomorrow night?
Uh-huh.
Holy shit. If that happens, it's over. Then that's the Super Bowl.
He gets hurt a lot.
It doesn't matter. You can hand off the ball and that offense will be fine.
Well, again, you don't need a quarterback.
You need a good enough quarterback to get it down the field and lead and then take off and run when you need to. Holy shit.
I'm trying to figure out whether it's not a good idea to bet over or under 4.5 quarterbacks in the first round. I was going to go under.
Under 4.5?
Yeah.
All right. So you got Will Levis,
yep.
CJ Stroud, yep. Bryce Young, yep. Richardson. Those guys are gone. Who would be the fifth one?
Hendon Hooker.
Ooh. He could sneak in there.
I don't know.
Towards the end.
We'll see.
Man, I'd love to see him at the Falcons in the second round, but I don't think he gets to the second round. That's a tough bet. I think he sneaks in there.
Okay.
I think he sneaks in at the end of the first. Maybe pick 25, 26.
We'll see. I'm going to stay away from it.
I'm going to bet it now that you said it. I'm going to take that over tomorrow. And we're talking this out live right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make all these bets right now. Again, tune in with us tomorrow night. You'll see a lot of us on the phones trying to make these live
I'm not even going to pay attention
bets.
Tomorrow.
It's going to be crazy.
While I'm producing the show, I'm just going to be gambling.
Yeah. We'll all be gambling live on air and drinking. Right.
The Falcons camera might be a little shitty. Late, though, switching back and forth.
Hey, look, if the fucking Falcons draft someone shitty, the feed might go out again. And no guarantees here, okay? No guarantees. Thanks for joining us, kids. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.